are here with today, I want to walk as a child of the light. I do sincerely think that that's a song that we sing from our hearts and from our souls, and perhaps even from the soles of our feet. There was a lot of us in that song, a lot of us yearning to be with God, yearning to be closer to Him. And that's a great encouragement to us, the desire to be with God, to be like Jesus in our life. Our second lesson today brings us to the book of Revelation, a book which I think frightens a lot of people because there's so much symbolism as we read through it, and to a person uncomfortable with some of the symbolism, perhaps not knowing what some of the symbols mean, it just seems very odd, and I'm not going to try to explain all of Revelation symbol in a single sermon. That would be very difficult, I'm afraid, to do. But I am going to kind of dwell on it for just a few minutes because I think there's a great longing for revelation in our own day, for the unfolding of God's plan, not only for each one of us, but also for us as God's people. You know, the world seems a rather confusing place at times, and what we hear sometimes we don't understand. You can turn on one news station and look at the world one way. You can turn on another channel and look at the world another way. You can listen to your neighbors or your friends and get another perspective. But it's not always all that clear what's going on and what it means and how you can participate in what's going on in the world. And so there's certainly a lot of anxiety in this age, a lot of confusion and anxiety. And so how wonderful it is to rest for a few moments in this reading from Revelation, in this unfolding of God's plan for His people. It's already there. You know, there's some people who, when they purchase a book, cannot wait to get to the end of the book to see how it ends. There's even some people, and maybe you know who you are, who purchase a book and don't read it all the way through, but go almost immediately to the end because they want to know that it ends well. No one wants to read a book that's not going to end well. Well, you know what? The Bible ends well. And we end well because we believe in the Lamb of God. We end well also. So if you want to, if you want to start at Genesis and work your way through, God bless you, you can do that. Or you can go to the book of Revelation itself. There's some really encouraging words there. Perhaps we can't understand how beautiful and how incredible and how magnificent and how awe-inspiring it's going to be. But we have these words. Perhaps if we can kind of dwell on them, we can find more peace for our own lives. You know, in our gospel reading today, Jesus only had a little bit of time to share with his disciples before Judas finally did betray him, and the saga of his passion began. But before he left his disciples, he gave them his peace. Jesus told his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give it as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Our reading from Revelation should allow us to keep our hearts from being troubled, should allow us also not to be afraid. There's great tumult in the world. That's a word you don't use very often. There's nations against nations. There are words flying back and forth. No one knows exactly what will happen. But curiously, we know exactly what will happen. It's written in the book of Revelation. And it turns out well. God wins in the end. And those who believe in Him also share in His victory. And so, as we continue through the season of Easter, and we move to its completion, please keep this resurrection joy in your heart, this resurrection joy that we celebrated on Easter Sunday, the idea of life coming from death, and indeed, death being defeated. Many of us are dealing with friends and relatives who are sick, some who are very ill, perhaps their lives here on earth are beginning to draw to a close. It's easy to think things just can't get any better. Things are going to have to get worse. I have no doubt that we're going to you go through some difficult times. Again, read Scripture. Certainly the people of Israel faced some very difficult problems. And the people of God will also face them. The good news of Jesus Christ is there is victory over death. And that in the end, God finally wins. And his people win also. Let us find opportunities to make sure we renew the peace that God has placed in our hearts by trusting in God's word, by sharing in the sacrament, by sharing our Lord's very body and blood. Let us also do so by encouraging one another. The church is important for a variety of reasons, but one of the reasons is we are to be an encouragement to one another. That when our lives are difficult, we're brave enough, we're loving enough, we're trusting enough so that we can go to a friend or a brother or sister in Christ and say, God is with you. Let me pray with you. Be assured that God hasn't forgotten you. May these words that we have heard this morning ring true in our hearts. May we find opportunities for peace, even in a troubled world. And may we reach out with the love of Christ wherever we may be, in this community or throughout the world. God has a plan for us, much as God had a plan for Saul of Tarsus. He was someone who thought he was an enemy of God, only to find out that God wanted him to be not only a friend, but a leader in the life of the church. God has a plan for us also. Thanks be to God for his holy word. May it strengthen us in body and spirit. May we be a blessing to others, wherever God may seek to place us. Amen.